A family guide to spotting and stopping digital scams. We live in a world where scams no longer just arrive as poorly worded emails from strangers. Today, they slip into our text messages, appear in our social media DMs, or even mimic the voices of people we love. These digital scams are not only clever, they're deeply personal. They manipulate our emotions, urgency, curiosity, fear, and trust, to name a few. And with new technologies like AI and deepfakes, even the most cautious among us can hesitate to second guess. But here's the truth. Spotting scams isn't about being tech savvy. It's about building human awareness, sharing knowledge openly, and creating familiar habits that make it harder for fraudsters to succeed. Cybersecurity is no longer just about firewalls and software. It's about protecting ourselves, our loved ones, and the most vulnerable in our communities from enduring cyber threats. The red flags. What scammers count on. While technology keeps evolving, scammers consistently employ the same psychological tricks to get their way. Most digital scams, whether it's phishing emails, fake bank texts, or romance scams, lean on a few powerful red flags. Urgency, act now or lose your account. Curiosity, click here to see what was just charged to your card. Trust, messages that appear to come from a boss, a bank, or a family member. Visual manipulation. Look-alike logos, fake websites, or doctored screenshots. When teaching loved ones, especially elders or kids, the key message is simple. If a message makes you feel unsure, pressured, surprised, or rushed, pause and verify. Beyond phishing, other scams to watch. Phishing may grab headlines, but it's only one piece of the puzzle. Many scams now use multiple channels to reach victims. Smishing, SMS scams, fake delivery texts, or government refunds. Vishing, voice scams, criminals pretending to be bank officials, tech support, or even using AI to copy a loved one's voice. Romance scams, exploiting loneliness through lengthy fake online relationships. Investment scams, false opportunities promising quick profits in crypto, stocks, or real estate. Charity scams, preying on compassion during disasters or crises. Each of these thrives because victims feel lonely, in need of attention, isolated, or ashamed. By normalizing conversations about scams, we can break the silence scammers depend on and allow potential victims to identify the signs of scamming from the get-go. Talk without shame. One of the greatest weapons scammers have is silence. Many victims, especially elders, don't speak up after being tricked because they feel embarrassed. But scams mostly succeed by exploiting human emotions, not intelligence. Families can shift the narrative by normalizing the sharing of mistakes. It's okay to fail. Instead of judgment, respond with reassurance. It happens to all of us. Let's report it together. Open conversations not only help victims recover, but also prevent future losses by teaching others what to watch for. Teach verification. Small steps, big protection. Spotting scams doesn't require advanced tech skills. It comes down to slowing down and verifying. Check the source. Hover over email addresses and links before clicking. Cross-check requests. If a boss emails urgently, call them directly. Use official apps. Log in through a bank's official app or save bookmark, not through links in texts or emails. Reverse search images. A quick image search can expose fake profiles or stolen photos. These simple habits, when taught early, can become natural defenses for kids, teens, and elders alike. Pausing to verify is a modern act of digital self-defense and one of the simplest ways we can protect ourselves and those we love. Build a household defense plan. Scammers thrive when families aren't prepared. Just as we teach kids fire safety or rehearse emergency exits, digital safety should be part of family life. Some practical steps include: set simple family safety rules, a short list of reminders like pause, verify, ask before acting on messages. Establish a family code word. Agree on a private code word for emergencies, so if someone calls pretending to be a family member, you can test them. Practice together. Role-play common scam scenarios. For example, have kids spot the fake text from a delivery service, or let grandparents practice ignoring suspicious calls. Set response plans. Know how to freeze bank accounts, report fraud, or reset accounts if something slips through. Preparedness turns fear into confidence and ensures that even if someone stumbles, recovery is faster and less damaging. Real-life examples. Scams in disguise. The fake audio call. A teenager receives a call that sounds exactly like their mother's voice, saying she's in trouble and needs money. Thanks to AI, this isn't science fiction. It's happening now. A family safe word can protect against it. The fake refund. An elder clicks on a link in a text claiming to be a tax refund. By logging into their bank only through the official app, they avoid entering details into a fake site. The manipulated screenshot. A teen gets a DM showing a friend urgently asking for money with a convincing screenshot. Teaching them to call the friend directly prevents a loss. These examples remind us, scams aren't just theoretical, they're personal, emotional, and designed to catch us off guard. Conclusion: pausing is digital self-defense. We often think of cybersecurity as something technical, reserved for experts. But in reality, some of the most powerful defenses require no tech at all. They require us to pause, question, and verify. By normalizing conversations, teaching verification, and building family habits, we make it harder for scammers to succeed. Phishing emails, AI voice scams, romance fraud, and fake charities lose their power when people are prepared, connected, and unashamed to talk openly. In today's digital world, pausing to verify is more than a habit. It's an act of self-defense. More importantly, it's an act of care. Each time we protect ourselves, teach a child to be cautious, or reassure a parent that they're not alone, we strengthen the safety net that scammers can't easily penetrate. Cybersecurity awareness isn't about fear, it's about empowerment. And together, we can make our homes, our communities, and our society more resilient against the digital scams of today and tomorrow.